we want to take a look now at technology teachers are using to keep parents informed about how their kids are doing. Open grade books aren't really books, but online and up-to-the-minute progress reports. Efficient, but are they healthy?
KQED's Tanya Mosley has been looking into this, and she joins us now from San Jose. Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
So tell us more, first of all, what are open grade books and how common are they in schools around the country?
Well, if there are parents or students in middle or high school listening to this, they know exactly what we're talking about. In simple terms, open gradebooks are these online sites that allow teachers to post assignments, announcements, and message students and parents and post up-to-the-minute grades. And almost all public schools in the country use some sort of system. We're talking about dozens of companies that offer this service, so they are pretty common.
Yeah, I was helping a teen recently, Tanya, who struggled in school. He not only got grades through a system, but the breakdown of the grades, you know, the percentage of class participation or homework.
That's right.
Yep. When they were good, they were inspiring. When they weren't, they were so in your face, they were devastating. I know you were getting daily updates on your phone for your 11-year-old daughter, Audrey, and you asked her about it. Let's listen to a little of that.
Do you feel like me, that I play a part in the pressure you feel?
Yeah, just a little bit, because it seems that if my grade does decrease, then I know that my grade has decreased, and I'm coming home worried on what my parents are going to say.
Oh, so Tanya, how is this going over in your house?
I have to say, my heart breaks a little every time I hear that clip, because I can hear the quiver in her voice. So my daughter's in sixth grade, and she started to receive or be a part of the open gradebook system earlier this school year. And I would receive every night in my email box an up-to-the-minute detailed report on how she was doing in her classes. And at first, I thought this was really great, because I have an understanding and I know what's happening in her classroom. I can talk with her during dinner besides how was your day or how was school today. Mm-hmm. But over time, she started to seem very stressed out about the conversation. And she told me that she and her classmates often talk about their grades with each other. She looks at them before she comes home. And I also made a big mistake. There was a time, a moment when she was struggling in a class, and her teacher was talking with her about it through the portal, through email. Mm-hmm. And I responded to the teacher. And I realized later that I was not giving her the allowance to actually make mistakes herself and figure out solutions herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you also wonder how, as a child, you're supposed to race home before the mail arrives so you can grab the report card and hide it from your parents. That's not possible with this. Is there any data at this point from researchers, Tanya, on whether this technology is actually helpful?
Well, there's one study out there from Seton Hall University in New Jersey that found there was a slight uptick in grade performance for students of a lower socioeconomic status. There was no change for students who come from wealthier families. But to your question, there's not been a lot of research on the mental health impacts of access to your grades every day. I reached out to several mental health doctors who told me anecdotally they've counseled students who feel a lot of anxiety and pressure to excel. A lot like my daughter, they feel stressed out that their parents have access to these grades. Mm-hmm. Steve Adelsheim, he's a clinical professor of psychiatry at Stanford University and the director of the Center for Youth Mental Health and Well-Being. Here's what he had to say about all of this.
You know, we talk about innovation in this area a lot, but, you know, the notion of innovation also includes being able to feel comfortable trying things and risking and failing. And when our focus is always on being successful and getting the A, we're not allowing necessarily the room for creativity, the room to attempt things.
Yeah, but you know, Tanya, it feels like this horse is out of the barn. You know, ed tech, multi-billion dollar industry, not just open grade books. Some schools use apps to let parents know about behavior issues immediately or to keep parents updated. There are apps with pictures from the classroom. So
right.
what do you see of how technology is changing schools?
Well, ultimately, and you're right, EdTech is an $8 billion industry. So it's a huge industry. The promise from these companies that they'll give districts, many of whom don't have a lot of money, the ability to harness all of this data to improve student outcomes. And really, we're so early in this process. We're talking about 15 years we've been using, give or take, these types of systems. And so everyone's calibrating. They're trying to figure out what's the best way to use them. And so many of the doctors that I talked with suggested that first off, we have some sort of education on how much parents should be looking at the grades, how they should talk with their students about the grades, and perhaps school districts should take a proactive approach to talk with parents themselves about ways that they can interface with their students instead of checking grades every day and perhaps making students feel pressure along with that interaction.
And bottom line, Tanya, in just the few seconds we have left, your advice to parents who are having to deal with this?
Don't look at the grades every day. You actually set the parameters. You can set beyond the default and maybe get grades once a week or once a month. And use this as a way to talk about what your child is learning and not necessarily the grade itself.
It's Tanya Mosley of KQED in San Jose. Tanya, thanks.
Thank you.